Gummer, Joe Bob Bloomsbury. This is Spielpod.com, The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from sunny and cool London in Brunswick Park, right across from the Brunswick Center near Russell Square. Today is Thursday, the 18th of July, 2013. On this date, in 1870, the First Vatican Council, the Roman Catholic Church, uproariously decreed the dogma of papal infallibility. This was not an onion story. In 1925, Adolf Hitler publishes Mein Kampf. 1936, the Spanish Civil War breaks out. 1940, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is nominated for an unprecedented third term by the Democratic Party. 1968, Intel is founded in Santa Clara, California. 1994, bombing of the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires. In 1995, Barack Obama's Dreams of from my Father is published. Birthdays today are giant Nelson Mandela. We wish him a speedy recovery. To Mandiba, Moon Man, John Glenn, Insightful Lush, Hunter S. Thompson, Insightful Paradigm Shifter, Thomas Kuhn, Gifted Badass, MIA, a.k.a. Maya Arul Paragasam, who is, by the way, the only person ever to turn down being on People Magazine's list of the year's most beautiful 100 people. And today is underappreciated funny man Red Skelton's 100th birthday. Today it's just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again to those posting on our forum to comment or ask for an opinion or follow-up on a topic. Go to tbilpod.com, that's tblpod.com, or send an email to tbilpod@gmail.com. My Georgian Journal and Fides Bolitra column this week is about handgun control, or the lack thereof, in the United States. The Georgian language version of Fides Bolitra this week has a big issue dedicated to gun control. Sorry for the helicopter going over. On the 16th of July, Georgi Margvelashvili, Georgian Dreams candidate for president, resigned from his post as education minister. He named his deputy minister, Tamar Sanikidze, as his permanent replacement. Sanikidze worked as a financial director of JIPA with Margvelashvili from 2010 till 2012, until becoming deputy minister. Margvelashvili said that he consulted with BI about this decision. On the 15th of July, Lashet Tuhushi, member of the Interior Ministry's Special Commission for Destroying Secret Files, said that the ministry discovered 5,000 new illegal recordings. Tuhushi is editor-in-chief of Resonancia and head of the Georgian Press Association. He could not elaborate on the location of the discovery, but according to him, the discovered tapes contain information about the activities of political parties and their leaders. Following up on the Centerpoint scandal that's been going on for a long time, as a reminder, Rutsudan Kerevelashvili, former UNM lawmaker, and her sister, Maya Rutsudan, are accused of creating a giant Ponzi scheme via their construction company, Centerpoint. I mean, Ponzi scheme generally means a pyramid scheme, and this was not a pyramid scheme. They just took a lot of money from people to build apartment buildings that they didn't build and just spent the money. But the people who did it, Maya Rutsudan and her husband, former head of the Socialist Party, Vakhtang Rutsudan, were never imprisoned for this. There were numerous demonstrations by customers who paid for apartments that were never built. The assets and liabilities of Centerpoint were not very apparently transferred to a company called Dexis in 2010 that were supposed to clean things up. The prosecutor's office claims that Centerpoint was a tool for the appropriation of money via different illegal schemes. Maya Rutsudan, founder and owner of 50% of Centerpoint, Rutsudan Kerevelashvili, and the other 50% owner, and Ivane Tsogadia, founder of Dexis and owner of 33% of Dexis's shares, are charged in the case. Tbilisi City Court released Kerevelashvili, Rutsudan, and Tsogadia on bail. The sisters must pay 250,000 lari, while Tsogadia's bail was set at 100,000 lari. Pre-trial hearings will begin on the 4th of September. Following up on last week's story about Mamuka Mikoatadze, the young man who committed suicide after being interrogated by the police, the Ministry of Internal Affairs published the findings of their internal investigation into the suicide. The report concluded that there were no indications of physical abuse. They interviewed the central criminal police officer, five soldiers, and commander of Tbilisi Chief Division Control Checkpoint, as well as doctors and experts who tested Mikoatadze for drugs. They also spoke with Mikoatadze's friends, colleagues, and wife. According to the National Communication Commission, three more people have entered the presidential contest. Sergo Jabalidze was nominated for the party For a Fair Georgia, Georgi Chikladze and Merab Gorgadze were named by initiative groups. The other officially registered candidates with the CEC are, of course, Bilba.com's favorite, Shalva Natalashvili from the Labor Party, number of individuals sponsored by various initiative groups, Gela Saluashvili, Tadiel Kvedelidze, Georgi Gachokia, Mamuka Chochkonelidze, Nikolos Gorgijinadze, and most famously, Nestan Kirtadze, who's still around, believe it or not. Minister of Education Georgi Margvelashvili from the Georgian Dream, ex-Speaker of Parliament and leader of the Democratic Movement United Georgia Party, Nino Borjanadze, as well as the candidate of UNM, have not appealed to the CEC yet. On a related note, Georgia's famous opera singer and founder of the charity foundation, Yevnana Pata Burchuladze, made a statement that he will not run. He said, quote, "I think that it is not necessary to include me in political life today because I can do more good for my homeland and people by continuing my present activities," end quote. Two political parties, the Free Georgia Party and Kartuli Dasi, as well as a number of public figures, wanted to nominate Burchuladze. NDI released a survey about the popularity of various ministers. Defense Minister Irakli Alasania is leading in the survey. 9% interviewed, Georgians evaluated his effort as very good. 34% is good. 32% is medium. Second place was Justice Minister Teotsu Lukiani. 12% said her efforts are good. 12% said her efforts are very good. 31% good. 31% medium. For Education Minister Margvelashvili, the results look like this: 6% very good, 27% good, 34% medium. NDI also surveyed individuals about their opinions on opposition leaders. According to the survey, 48% of respondents indicate that Dato Bakradze is the most popular opposition leader. Bakradze is followed by Salome Zurabashvili with 38%. Georgi Targamadze, of the Where Are They Now Christian Democrats, at 32%, Kaja Kukava, 28%, Gigi Ugulava, 25%, Misha Saakashvili, 23%, Nino Borjanadze, 21%, Georgi Baramidze, 20%, Vano Merabashvili, 17%, Paliko Kubalashvili, 13%, Goka Gabashvili, 12%, Zura Japaridze, 11%. I mean, there are a lot of people that had not heard of these people, so these are just the percentage of those who had heard of them, so they're maybe less useful than they could be. Still, quite an interesting number. As for MPs, Eka Beselia is leading with 52% positive numbers. She's followed by Tiniko Khidasheli with 51%. Zviad Zizikuri is 46%. Koba Davitashvili, horrifyingly, is 42%. Manana Kobachidze is 41%. Positive numbers. Survey was conducted from the 12th to the 26th of June. 2,300 people were interviewed. The survey also asked questions about presidential contenders. 29% of respondents would like Margvelashvili to become president. 26% said they could not answer the question. 10% support UNM. 5% Nino Borjanadze. 4% Georgi Targamadze. And 3% Shalva Natalashvili. According to the NDI survey, 46% of respondents believe there is no democracy in Georgia. Interestingly, Bakradze is very slightly ahead of Margvelashvili, the latter of which then said that the survey had a 30% margin of error, at least from what I heard, which, of course, it didn't. And it's sort of a goofy thing to say if you know anything at all about these types of surveys. Wonder what will happen to this number between Margvelashvili and Bakradze. One of the things that's very interesting about this is the political pluralism that it shows. And even though the UNM's personal numbers for a lot of their leadership are not particularly high, it does show that there really is political disagreement among the population, which is a very different situation than was the case in 2002 and 2003. Following up on last week's story about Chief Prosecutor Archil Kabilashvili exempting Lado Bedukadze, the author of the prison videos, from criminal responsibility, Justice Minister Tsoulikiani refused to dismiss Kabilashvili despite Misha's request that she do so. In response, Tsoulikiani stressed that Quote, it is necessary to show respect to the prosecutor and the judge, in spite of whether she or the president of Georgia likes the decision the prosecutor takes, end quote. Irakli Chikovani, member of the National Communications Commission, submitted his letter of resignation to Misha. Chikovani was head of the commission from June 2009 until April 2013. By the way, made a good bit of money doing both by having a very high salary and also via the advertising business, and with that capital moving into construction. It was his company that built the new parliament, a building which doesn't seem to have been particularly well constructed, but then again, not very transparently either, and was probably rushed along, as is often the case. The former envoy of Georgia to the U.S., Mikhail Dardashvili, was replaced by Levon Dolidze as deputy defense minister. Dolidze will replace Gega Mgalablashvili as Georgia's ambassador to NATO. Stefan Füle, the European Commissioner for Enlargement and European Neighborhood Policy, and Alexei Petriashvili, state minister for Georgia and Euro-Atlantic Integration, signed the financial agreement, which will allocate 16 million euros to manage Georgia's borders. The funds will focus on developing the border police, the Coast Guard, and patrol police. The police academy, the Interior Ministry of Georgia, and the Customs Service. The agreement was signed under the auspices of the Eastern Partnership Integration and Cooperation Program. On the 16th of July, BI met with top brass of Tata Group to discuss the ongoing Ajadas-Kali hydroelectric station project, as well as other investment prospects. The Tata Group is the largest multinational conglomerate company in India. The group was established in 1868 and presently combined up to 100 companies operating in more than 80 countries. Energy Minister Kaja Kaladze and Minister of Environment Khatuna Gogoladze attended the meeting. EBRD is developing a new strategy for its activity in Georgia. The strategy will focus on three different aspects. One, strengthening investment in the private sector, which is traditionally the kind of stuff that EBRD does. Two, supporting further modernization of the energy sector with assistance for modern regularity structures. And three, stimulating regional and global integration of Georgia's economy. Don't know what the specifics of that mean. The plan is set to begin in September. On the 16th of July, EBRD President Suma Chakrabarty started his three-day visit in Georgia, which will consist of meetings with state officials and business representatives. There's rumors that maybe the EBRD will have its annual meeting next year in Georgia. Prison Minister Sosar Subadi stated that that an open penitentiary facility will appear in Georgia in the near future. Prisoners serving terms there will also be able to spend days off at home. According to him, 2013 will be a year of reform. A new penitentiary facility where prisoners will be employed and learn a new profession will be opened in Rustavi in autumn. The ministry also plans to open a prison psychiatric institution and a prison hospital by the end of the year. Which is good, because, you know, for those who didn't know, the former prison system under the National Movement was really all about punishment. I mean, it didn't do anything other than punishment, and it did quite severe punishment with all the ritual humiliation and torture that everybody knows about. So this moving towards rehabilitation and maybe not all about the fist of the state is a good thing. Defense Minister Alassani announced that Georgia will assist in the security efforts of the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. Georgia has stated its willingness to participate in the Sochi Olympics. BI even suggested that he would not brush aside an invitation to take part in the opening ceremony of the Games. Georgia plans to compete in four sports, including alpine skiing, figure skating, luge, and snowboarding. Defense Minister Irakli Alassani announced the Georgian Armed Forces will have a new uniform, which are more comfortable. He stated, quote, while in Afghanistan and during training, I heard the soldiers' remarks about their uniform. We decided to change the situation. There will be new uniforms from today. The cloth is of very high quality, much higher than before, end quote. On the 16th of July, Tbilisi's only water park burned down. The fire began at night. 20 firefighter squads were called to extinguish the flames, but the park was totally burned down, along with its rides, bungalows, and warehouses. The cause of the fire is unknown, but it is suspected that it was an electrical fire. On the 12th of July, ireporter.cnn.com published a list of the 10 most bizarre arrests. The first place is the arrest of five Georgian students for taking photographs. As a reminder, members of the youth movement Antipod were arrested on the 26th of June on Rustavelli Avenue. They were trying to hang a banner in protest of the amendments to the law on higher education. All of them were released. A new faction, Deda Kaliki, was formed in Tbilisi City Assembly. Three MPs, Mamuka Katistadze, Goki Ino Tamishvili, and Beso Bendeliani, will be the members of the faction, and Koki will be the chair. Georgia has sent more than 26,000 liters of alcohol to Russia in a humanitarian effort. No, just kidding. Commercially, in 2013. 27 companies were approved to import products into the Russian market, though only 6 companies have exported their products so far. Fieldpod.com's second favorite Russian mascot, Gennady, Russian mascot, Gennady Onishenko, Russia's chief sanitary doctor, stated that he is satisfied with the quality of Georgian alcoholic beverages. On a related note, Russia's chief sanitary doctor, Onishenko, said that a recent outbreak of African swine fever in Russia originated in Georgia, despite the fact that there doesn't seem to be much swine fever in Georgia. Onishenko stated that the origin of the outbreak is an objectively established fact. He also claims that there is a $350 million U.S. Navy microbiological laboratory in Georgia, which is not under the supervision of the Georgian government. Whatever. Georgia and the Pacific island of Vanuatu established diplomatic ties. The two countries signed a document in New York titled, quote, Vanuatu recognizes Georgia's territorial integrity within its internationally recognized border, including its regions, the Autonomous Republic of Abkhazia and Tsikhinvali region, South Ossetia, end quote. Catchy title. According to Misha's decision, over 10,000 former citizens of Georgia residing abroad will be able to restore their Georgian citizenship. Prior to this decision, Georgian citizens who got a second citizenship automatically lost their Georgian citizenship if they do not submit a letter to the president asking permission for both. These 10,000 individuals now have the right to submit a letter to the president. This is not really changing anything. I mean, they had that right before, but Misha evidently wants to sign a lot of those before he leaves, which would be great. Tbilisi City Court sentenced Samegrelo Zemosvaneti Region's Governor Tengiz Gunava to 4 years in prison for injuring his driver with a knife and misappropriating gasoline worth 49,000 lari from the Interior Ministry. On Monday, the 15th of July, the FBI legal attaché in Tbilisi, in coordination with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Georgian Ministry of Justice, and Interpol, arrested Charles Arthur Fletcher, a United States citizen, and extradited him back to the U.S. on child molestation charges. The Consulate Department of the Embassy of Israel in Georgia is temporarily unable to provide consular services for citizens due to a strike by the employees of the Israeli Foreign Ministry. They demand a collective agreement and a raise. The strike has been going on in Israel for nearly 3 weeks. The embassy can't specify when the strike will end. The Agency of Protected Areas under the Environment Ministry will give Martvili Canyon natural monument status. Martvili Canyon is located between Gachedili and Inchhuri villages. It was formed by the Abasha River. The company In Your Pocket issued a guide to Batumi for 2013 edition of the book, which they wrote in cooperation with the Tourism and Resorts Department of Ajada. The information is available at inyourpocket.com. The company produces guides and practical information for over 100 cities. Georgian Railway is going to set up Wi-Fi on its trains. Initially, the Wi-Fi will be available free of charge until the system works in the test mode. After test mode is analyzed, the management will decide whether they will do it for free or charge a fee. Radisson Tbilisi will open the Park Inn in 2015. The hotel is equipped with 200 rooms and will be located in the existing post office building on Rustavelli, right next to the Radisson Blue Iberia Hotel. Parliamentary news this week. The Parliament overrode Misha's veto and approved amendments to the law on electricity and natural gas, according to which members of the Georgian National Energy and Water Supply Regulatory Commission will be appointed by BI instead of by the President. Parliamentary Human Rights Committee adopted a report about the anti-homophobia rally in Tbilisi, which was held on the 17th of May. The meeting was attended by representatives of the Patriarch, NGOs, and interested citizens. The report states that, quote, violence is not acceptable in any case, no matter what grounds, bases, or purposes it has, end quote. However, it emphasizes that the Patriarch never called on anyone to violence. Gila released comments on the report which indicate the comment did not stress the freedom of assembly as an absolute right in the document. In addition, it does not address the state's failure to ensure protection of the freedom of assembly for LGBT activists. Third, the draft comments on the lack of a European consensus on granting some rights to sexual minorities, which is of no relevance to freedom of expression. Okay. Parliamentary majority proposed a new initiative to control the use of administrative resources before and on the day of elections. MP Zakaria Khutsanashvili said the goal of the new initiative is to allow for fair competition among presidential candidates. The new draft law mostly imposes restrictions on political agitation at the polling stations. It also includes disciplinary sanctions for members of the Electoral Commission for acting improperly. Public workers will be prohibited from agitating during working hours. It also restricts the use of government money and equipment for political reasons, including transporting supporters to the polls. The draft bill has already been submitted to the Parliament for its consideration and discussion. Will begin next week. The meme this week is a video titled, quote, "People are going crazy for Georgian dance," end quote, which is based on a 2012 music hit, Bonito, by the Italian DJ Mola. The video showcases participants, including professional dancers from Georgia, performing Georgian dance moves. The video has over 200,000 views on YouTube. We'll post it on the forum. Things to read, an article by Nino Doganadze, titled American Dream versus Georgian Dream on ISET's blog. Article entitled The Wizz Air Effect, on how Georgia became part of the global economy, by Eric Livney and Irakli Galdava, also on ISET's blog. TI Georgia's blog post about SMS spam, entitled SMS Spam, Is There a Right to Be Left Alone? All these things to read will be posted on our forum. This week's English language movies at the Roosevelt Valley Movie Theater across from Parliament are Saturday the 20th of July, Monsters University at 5:30, Wednesday the 24th of July, Pacific Rim at 5 o'clock. Tickets are 10 Lotti and 50 Tetri. There are no Kolga movies this week. The Asureti open-air Misterica Festival will take place in Tbilisi Sea from 9 p.m. on the 18th of July until the 22nd of July. Transportation will be arranged near the Metro Saragashvili. The event is filled with theatrical and musical performances, master classes for playing ethnic musical instruments, as well as making souvenirs and national cuisine. For more information, go to facebook.com/Misterica Fest. That's Misterika Fest, F-E-S-T, all written together. This will be cool. Go to that if you can. Art Gene Festival 2013 was officially opened on the 14th of July at the Ethnographic Museum in Tbilisi. Traditionally, the festival hosts exhibitions and sales of traditional arts and crafts, music, dance, and theater performances. The price of the ticket is between 3 and 10 lotti. For more information, check out www.artgeni.ge. That's artgeni.ge. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @txtbuk. Our email is spielpod@gmail.com. Or post to the forum on our website, www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with Marlena Shaw from 1969, California Soul. And by the way, this coming week, we will not have a podcast because we'll be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So we will have a special double in 2 weeks.
Like a sound you hear that lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown.